Oak Hill presents an unabridged recording of Kemp, The Road to Cressy, by Jonathan Lunn, read by Jack Michael Stacey. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Oak Hill. Chapter 1. The hart paused by a pool in the middle of the glade and turned its head this way and that, its snout twitching. It was a magnificent beast, fully grown with 10 tines on its antlers, only now beginning to run to fat in preparation for the approaching winter and the time of rut. Its chestnut coat matched the reddish-brown leaves that carpeted the ground beneath the trees. A thin blanket of mist hung a few feet above the ground. The landscape was silent, save for a steady drip of condensation falling from the branches of trees. The air rank with the dank smell of decaying leaves. Satisfied that there was no immediate danger, the hart dipped its head to drink from the pool. A twig snapped a short distance away. The hart raised its head abruptly, standing motionless as it stared through the trees, its hind legs tensed, ready to spring. After a few moments, it saw figures moving slowly towards it. 3 green-clad riders, seated astride horses, allowing their mounts to crop at the occasional tufts of grass that grew among the trees as they advanced. Then it saw 2 more figures. A man being led by a dog on a leash, snuffling at the ground before it. It was the smell that decided the hart. The hunters had made the mistake of approaching from upwind. Reacting at once, the hart leapt over the stream and bounded away from them. One of the riders turned to the huntsman on foot, who held the leash of the scenting hound.
"Sound the chasse!"
The huntsman had already lifted his horn, which hung from one shoulder by a baldric to his lips, and now he sounded the warbling fanfare to announce the chase. 100 yards behind the 3 riders, more huntsmen unleashed their tawny brown allaunts, swift and tenacious hunting dogs that would take over where the scenting limer left off and bring the hart to bay. The 3 riders spurred their mounts into a canter, riding as swiftly as they dared through the trees, but they were soon overtaken by the baying allaunts. The hart moved swiftly, but as the whole wood came alive with the sound of horns, baying dogs and hunters urging the dogs on, it realized that this would be a lengthy pursuit, a race of endurance. More allaunts were bounding out of the trees to the right, released by their handlers, as the hart passed the relay points the huntsmen had planned in advance. It was now being driven. Crazy with panic at the tumult in its wake, driven on by fresh relays of allaunts, the hart crashed through the undergrowth, heedless of the trail it was leaving in its wake. 1/2 mile further on, a spread-out line of green-clad archers waited amongst the trees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?